Oh yes, lovely people, we made it. The weekend is upon us, and you already know, Fridays rock. We've had a big week, learned and laughed a lot, and I'm ready to finish this week strong with you. All right, we start today with the breaking news out of the UK, where British Prime Minister Liz Truss has resigned after just 45 days in the role, making her the UK's shortest-serving leader ever. Truss's resignation, though, is shaking up a country that has already had significant shifts in power recently. Just last month, Queen Elizabeth II passed away. After 70 years on the throne, the Queen was the longest ruling queen, or king for that matter, in Great Britain's history. Now, why did Truss step down? In a press conference in London, Truss said it's because she no longer believes she can fulfill the promises that she'd originally made. The now former Prime Minister's original plans were to supercharge the economy and help get it on better footing, largely through tax cuts. But that plan made many investors nervous, creating a lot of unrest in the UK's economy. So, to the big question, who will replace the Prime Minister? We'll likely have to wait about a week to find out. Another Conservative leadership election is expected to take place within a week, and a new Prime Minister should be announced then. But for now, it's not really clear who will replace her. In other news around the world, let's move over to Iran in the Middle East, where protests in the country have been ongoing for weeks. Last month, Mahsa Amini, a 22-year-old Iranian woman, was taken into custody by Iranian police for apparently not wearing her hijab or headscarf properly. Iranian law requires women to wear this head covering in public. While in custody, Amini died. The government of Iran said Mahsa died from illness, but many others in the country suspect she was killed by law enforcement. Since her death, scores of people, many of them women, have taken to the streets to protest the Iranian government for its strict laws and treatment of women. In response, the government has been cracking down on protesters who they say have made the streets dangerous. For journalists, it's been extremely difficult to report on these weeks of protests from inside the country, where the Iranian government has been accused of suppressing free speech and the press. I'll turn it over now to my colleague out of London, Netta Bashir, who's reporting on the struggles journalists are facing in this historic moment for Iran.
Women, life, freedom. A rallying cry that is only growing stronger as protests in Iran enter their fifth week, sparked by the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Jina Amini, who died in the custody of Iran's notorious morality police in September. But as the regime intensifies its brutal and deadly crackdown on protesters, it's also scrambling to control the narrative, jailing at least 40 journalists since protests first began, according to the CPJ.
These are just estimation. I'm sure the correct tally is over 400. Several of the cases of these journalists that we have covered, as soon as they reported about those news on their Twitter channels, the next day they were arrested.
And just walk me through the tactics being used by the Iranian regime. How are journalists in Iran being repressed?
Security forces usually raid the homes of journalists after midnight in order to create an environment of scare and fear. They usually transfer these journalists immediately to solitary confinement. In most cases, they don't let the journalists have access to lawyer.
Much of Iran's media is under state control, with journalists who reject the state's narrative facing harsh penalties. Among them, Niloufar Hamidi, one of the first journalists to break the story of Amini's death in Iranian media.
We know that Niloufar Hamidi has been held in solitary confinement. We know
here in London, journalists at the pro-reform news outlet Iran Wire, which has been working with CNN to cover the ongoing protests, are meticulously documenting the detention of journalists in Iran.
One of them needs to be confirmed.
It's a growing list, with a concerning lack of clarity on where many of these journalists are being held. Among them are citizen journalists, bravely documenting the regime's crackdown on their phones and on social media.
So for us, citizen journalists inside the country are the most important colleagues we have. And without them, we would not be able to operate. These are the peoples who risk their lives in order to report.
With internet blackouts being used by the Iranian authorities as a tool to stem the spread of information, the role of journalists on the ground bearing witness to atrocities perpetrated by the Iranian regime is growing more important and more dangerous.
10-second trivia. What sport are you playing if your teammate says, "Pass me the truncated icosahedron"? Basketball, American football, soccer, or hockey? In geometry, a soccer ball is considered a truncated icosahedron because it consists of 20 hexagonal and 12 pentagonal surfaces. For today's 10 out of 10, it's like breakdancing but with a ball. Arlen Fagerly is like the Jackson Pollock or Vincent van Gogh of soccer. The newly crowned world champion freestyle footballer is redefining possibilities. Already with 9 world titles, the 25-year-old is a beacon of inspiration for anyone who has a dream to chase, and he sat down with us to talk about his remarkable journey.
I was together with Brynjar, my brother. We were watching some freestyle videos on YouTube, and when we saw that, it was as if something clicked inside of us. So we started trying some tricks we saw. That just gave us so good feelings, and just kept going. My biggest goal is always to try to improve in freestyle and to explore how good we can become. Of course, I'm very proud of it, but the most important part is to evolve the sport. I have like a habit to do it every day and over so many years then. I think you can create so many things, and even though you don't come up with anything new during those 10 minutes, you have activated your mind, and maybe you can discover something during the session. I think it really helps to look at different things, for example, look at dancing or look at other freestylers. But as you move along in your freestyle career, I think it's very important to try to invent your own moves. Probably I will stop competing at the one time. I don't know when yet, but freestyle will always be a part of my life, of course.
We have had a ball kicking it with you this week. Happy Friday, everyone. And keep in touch over the weekend. I'm at KoiWire on Insta, TikTok, and Snapchat. Before we go, we're going to give a special shout out to Canyon City High School in Canyon City, Colorado. I'm Koi, and remember, you are more powerful than you know, and it's been a blessing to spend this week with you right here on CNN 10.